Tampa Bay Times columnist Craig Pittman will be a guest on Travel with Rick Steves Saturday morning at 6 on WUSF 89.7. Pittman is author of Oh Florida, How America's Weirdest State Influences the Rest of the Country. And he talks here about what's coming up on Saturday's show.
In general, I think Rick was just interested in what tourism is like in Florida now, if there was any impact from the hurricane, that kind of thing, and also was asking about some of the special places around Florida, so we talked a little bit about that as well. I like to encourage people to go beyond the theme parks, check out our award-winning state park system, for instance, our beaches that are consistently ranked among the best, if not the best, in the world, that kind of thing. And, you know, remind people that the natural Florida was our original tourist attraction long before Mr. Disney showed up.
What about cultural highlights?
Yeah, we did talk about that some as well. Some people think that there is no culture in Florida. They think our sense of architecture is Cinderella's castle, you know, that kind of thing. We have the week-long Miami Book Fair International in November, and also the Times Festival of Reading here in St. Petersburg, also in November, that attract some big-name literary talents. We have, of course, the Dolly Museum, a wealth of other museums all around that you can visit. For instance, the John and Mabel Ringling Museum in Sarasota has a pretty impressive collection there. Sarasota has an opera company. So, you know, those are things that we talked about, the sort of cultural element to Florida. I mean, an awful lot of writers have been inspired by Florida. Lauren Groff, who lives in Gainesville, whose latest book is a collection of short stories actually titled Florida. Gilbert King, who won a Pulitzer Prize for his nonfiction book, The Devil in the Grove. He has a new book out about another case of injustice in Florida from back in the 50s involving the same sort of evil Sheriff Willis McCall. There's even a collection of poems that's just come out by a poet named Tyler Gillespie, and it's actually called Florida Man, that's inspired by some of the wackier news stories that have come out, but also some elements of his own story are blended in there as well. Speaking of poetry, Richard Blanco, who read the poem for Obama's last inauguration, he is also a Florida man as well.
What about food?
Sure, I'll have some. I'm from the Panhandle originally, so I really love fried mullet. I think it's the nectar of the gods. Key lime pie, it is our official state pie, and if you have some, you know why. I love the fact that there is such an affection for the Cuban sandwich that people in Tampa and people in Miami are constantly arguing about where it started. And that may be one of the easiest ways to get into an argument on Twitter from people in Florida, is discussing where the Cuban sandwich originated. Our oyster industry in Apalachicola is so important, we've actually fought a case in the U.S. Supreme Court over trying to help the industry survive. So Florida foods are pretty amazing, and I'm not sure they get enough credit.
How did your relationship with Rick Steves get started?
He's interested in writing about different places, and Florida obviously is a huge place for tourism. And so when my book came out, Oh Florida, How America's Weirdest State Influences the Rest of the Country, he contacted the publisher and wanted to interview me about Florida and about tourism and that kind of thing. So I think this is my third time on the show. So, and he's a really good interviewer. He asked me questions I had never been asked before. We ended up talking at one point about the influx of Puerto Ricans from Hurricane Maria and what impact that might have on the state, because a lot of those folks settled in the Central Florida area because there are jobs there in the tourism industry.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you so much.